so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Here's a guy. Like Tyler, I myself was bestowed the honor of Measurement King in seventh grade. We were given a measurement in inches and or centimeters, and we had to draw a line on the chalkboard, and I won. Unlike Tyler, I would have rather had this title in 11th or 12th grade. It would have been a complete different meaning. No, I wouldn't have wanted to win Subtraction King in 11th grade. Because that would have been what? Give me that voice. Give me your nerd voice.
I'm laughing.
Give me your nerd voice. Oh. I don't want to be that guy in high school. No.
Boobs.
Yeah. You're a Subtraction King in high school. You're not getting laid.
Oh, come on.
You're not getting laid.
Don't tell me that.
But thank you, Johnny. Congratulations on that Measurement King thing, by the way.
So he was asked to go to the chalkboard and draw a line that was, say, 1 centimeter long.
I don't know how they did it. I know
we had that ruler in his head.
We had to do chalkboard, and you took on all comers. That's how it was.
For Subtraction.
Subtraction King, right. Okay. Yeah. And I beat everybody.
So it was
I was in a zone.
So it was like pickup basketball, winner stays.
That was it. That's how I won that thing.
So was it a tournament or was it all at once? A free
for all? Yeah, there was 28, 30 kids in a classroom at that point in my life.
And whoever finished first?
No, you just kept taking all comers. You beat everybody. You stayed up in there and I beat everybody. I won.
Oh, so you got next.
I won.
Yeah.
I beat everybody.
Yeah.
But how many at a time were at the chalkboard?
Two guys at a time.
Okay.
Two students at a time.
So next, and you just mowed them all down.
Mowed them all down.
Subtract this!
I was in a zone. And by the way, I was far from the smartest kid in that class. Yeah. Surprise. You know, student-wise or just regular-wise. But I was just I was just in a zone. And then my academic career didn't go much after that.
Well, it's all about applying yourself.
Well, that's true.
Right. Thinking maybe you didn't.
I didn't.
That was the peak of
I got a college degree, but I did not really.
Yeah. Academic career.
Right.
That was the last academic honor bestowed upon you?
Yeah.
Subtraction King?
I got through high school.
And graduation.
Yeah, a couple diplomas.
I did get a couple diplomas.
Yeah,
I got a Bachelor of Science. But anyway, not arts.
But what about high school, Todd?
Everybody gets a diploma. Any jackass can graduate from high school. I don't consider that an award.
That should be a card, by
like
the way, during the season.
The salutatorian or the valedictorian, to me, that's an academic award because not everybody is the...
Or you've graduated with a 4.0 or a 3.8 or something like that. That's pretty cool. I didn't do that either.
Graduating with honors from college, does that count?
No, because you went to a high school on Dodge Street. Excuse me, that's a local reference. That's a local reference.
This is why I don't get asked back.
It's changed. Right. It's changed.
No, it's a better school now.
What does it take to graduate with honors?
GPA. Yeah. I was at like a 3.75.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty good.
But it's a broadcasting degree.
Doesn't mean anything.
A pat on the back.
You graduate. That's all that matters.
Well, it means you made an effort.
Nobody asks for your GPA when you apply for a gig.
Ever.
Nobody. I've seen that meme going around a lot. Now, good for you. You might get hired over somebody at a real job, but not this job.
But since I got those honors from college, I haven't gotten a different job.
Yeah, no.
I've had the same job since before I graduated from college.
That's true.
Now, see, I've only done this, so I don't know that I can say nobody ever gets asked their GPA.
I saw a story that nobody ever does. I mean, unless you're applying for like another degree, then if you want to go on with your college degrees or get a master's or a doctorate, you need to have good grades. Yeah,
or some place where they're bringing in a big incoming group of the same age kids.
Sure,
but they might be like, the bottom line here, this guy's a 3.99, this guy is a 3.9.
You'll get recruited.
3.8, we'll take the 3.9.
Yeah, you'll get recruited.
I'm going to guess 99% of jobs don't ask what your GPA was in high school or college.
Just get the education, kids.
Yeah, they say like the degree doesn't matter, or what the degree is doesn't matter as much as the fact that you were just able to complete something.
Right. Yeah. That's I've heard from day one. It's, you could finish something, and that's what employers, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Although I know people who have like political science degrees and but now sell flooring.
I understand that, so, but they finish something. Well,
but
you're
they finish something that they're never going to use.
You're always picking on your
Well, they got tired of trying to use, maybe. You know, like,
no, never tried to use it. Never
well,
once.
Eddie Ift was a poli-sci major at Pitt.
Yeah.
Then there's the poor bastard who has a major in African-American studies and couldn't quite make the NBA.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
General studies.
That's North Carolina right
that
there.
That is.
North Carolina, and I believe... They had a similar position at the University of Oklahoma, where they just hired a guy to find the easiest classes possible for student athletes.
Now that's a tutor.
Yeah.
Or athletes.
Win, baby. Just win, baby.
Student athletes. They were athletes.
Just Oklahoma. Win, baby.
Is it Oklahoma where you can get all the way through and not know how to read?
No, that was Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Sorry.
In the 80s.
But I'm sure Oklahoma's the same. April Macy is going to join the program later on this morning.
I've spent a lot of time in Norman and Oklahoma City and Stillwater, and there's not a lot of
difference.
I'm going to say.
No, just not a lot of focus on reading.
There's a lot of football factories where you could be illiterate and get through college.
For sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Especially if you can play.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if you can't play, you better be able to read, but if you can play.
Well, you just have somebody read you the playbook.
If you can play,
That still baffles me.
I haven't seen a playbook. Are there a lot of words in that?
You go out and get open.
No, yes. I think
oh, yeah, there is.
Yes.
You got to know a lot of stuff,
No, I know there's drawings.
Drawings.
Which X am I, coach?
There's short words and numbers, Craig, to reflect the people that should be on the field and where they're supposed to line up. Red flash, 41Z reverse.
There you go.
Spider XY banana.
Or,
there you go. Old Gruden.
What's Gruden's best one?
Spider something.
Spider monkey.
Yeah,
something.
That's at least what Caliendo is. That's his go-to. Spider.
I think he said it's like insect, letters, fruit. Just combine anything.
What's up, Craig?
Let's see here. Let's go with this first.
By the way, just for the record, everybody here is happy with our new helmets.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grabbing mine right now.
Yeah. Mine fits very well. Yeah. Helmet up. I can see everything.
Yeah?
I can see what I need to.
Not worried about trauma in it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Too late for that. Yeah. Plenty of trauma.
Well, anymore.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for no additional trauma.
No more head blows.
Was on this date in 1999, a judge ruled Mick Jagger's marriage to Jerry Hall null and void.
He tried to do the Ron White thing.
Yeah.
Well, it worked for him.
Because he actually got married in Bali, and I don't think there was any actually paperwork signed, right, Jagger?
Well.
Yeah. Like, that was it. I'm pretty sure they got married in Bali, him and Jerry.
It was Jerry.
But they had kids together. Believe me, she got her cash.
The two agreed that their marriage was not valid, which, of course it was.
Yeah.
But then she got the... Well, at least the financial upgrade.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch.
She's still married to Murdoch, isn't she?
I guess she's cuddling up to that. That bag of bones. Now, Jagger's a bag of bones, too, but he's Mick Jagger.
He's a cool-ass bag of bones.
And he can dance. Rupert Murdoch can't dance or sell out stadiums.
That we know of.
Right.
Yeah, that video we saw of Jagger in the studio practicing dance.
Murdoch
Let's see Rupert Murdoch do
no,
that.
He would crack something with the first two steps.
Oh, no, I'm sure people who are big, like, Warren Buffett fans or big Forbes magazine fans are also big Rupert Murdoch fans, simply because he has a lot of money.
Right.
Moves like Murdoch.
Nobody ever wrote that song.
No, that song wouldn't sell.
Yeah, I think it would.
Moves like Murdoch.
That's what it sounds like in your head when you're dancing, Greg.
It does.
Moves like Murdoch.
Well, certainly for me.
That's what I'm saying.
In certain sectors, that would sell. Although none of those people would know how to download music.
Right.
Fair point.
Right. You have to put it out on 78.
78
RPM vinyl. They would love Moves Like Murdoch.
Boy, that one. Well, I got this. I need this one here.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
That went way. I didn't think it would go. Thank you, Craig.
The Dancing Murdochs. Yep. Amazon wants to open a brick-and-mortar liquor store in San Francisco and order home booze deliveries.
Hmm. I like that.
They've applied for a license to operate a small...
But you know, you don't need liquor on...
That's one of the
you
instances.
You need liquor that day.
Right, where you actually. Yeah.
No, this should be daily delivery,
yeah.
Right.
You do have to go out to the store.
I know if you're a Prime member, it's the next day, but I ain't waiting a day for the vodka.
I want the vodka that hour. Oh, yeah, but there's also Prime Now.
Yeah.
That Amazon
and that's why I need a brick mortar right there then to get it quicker.
The physical store in San Francisco specifically would only be open from 8 to 4, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, they got that flipped.
It would serve as a base for its Prime Now delivery service, which would operate until midnight.
It's Amazon. They own Whole Foods, right?
Yeah.
And can you call someplace or get online someplace and they will deliver Whole Foods stuff?
As I understand it.
Amazon Fresh is the service.
Because they have liquor at Whole Foods.
Yeah. Amazon already offers alcohol delivery along with groceries and other items as part of their Prime Now 2-hour service in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 large cities.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Most of us can't.
I want it now.
We cannot wait 2 hours for that booze.
No.
Unless you're really planning ahead, which all alcoholics do.
Or you see the half bottle is getting low and you order another one.
That's what I'm saying. We've only got two 1.75s. Is this going to be enough tonight, guys?
Probably you better get another one.
Pete, there's only three of us here. All right, I'll call for one.
We got dessert coming up. We got dessert for one.
Oh, that's always that great story that I think it was Jerry Cantrell shared with drinking with Lemmy.
Yeah, that's right.
We would share a Jack with Lemmy. Yeah, he'd crack open a 750, hand you one, and then crack one open for himself.
I know. Isn't that crazy, man?
That was sharing a Jack with Lemmy.
Some booze.
And they called it Prime Now.
Yeah.
It should be Prime Now.
Yeah, there's a bunch of O's in there. Two
experimental treatments for the Ebola are so effective that one scientist, moron, says 90% of patients can come out of treatment cured.
That's good.
Yeah. So they're hopeful. Up until now,
Thank you for the scientists and the doctors out there.
Hmm. Now, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the combination of a fear of the virus and a mistrust of health workers has kept a lot of people from getting help, according to the World Health Organization.
Oh, who?
The Ebola epidemic has infected 2,800 known patients, with more than 1,800 of them dying.
Hmm. It's a lot less deadly than measles. Doesn't spread as quickly.
Yeah.
But people lose their ass over an Ebola patient coming to town.
Yeah, years ago they did here in town. Right. Right?
They'll also say, yeah, don't get your kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the beginning of the story. Was it the guy at the urinal that figured out the way to
Ebola? It's a scientist. The guy at the urinal is a scientist.
Same thing.
Your average guy that doesn't do anything about
same
it.
Same level of expertise.
Are you a climate scientist? No. Okay, then don't talk to me at the urinal.
Well, speaking of Jerry Cantrell, somebody turned me on to this on Facebook last night, but it was from a MTV award show back in 07.
All right.
Alice in Chains and Gretchen Wilson, the country singer, doing Barracuda.
She just sang it. Hope she didn't twang it, did she?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
Good. Because when you see that, when they start twanging it, it's just, I'm out.
No, she sounded like a rock chick.
Yeah. Isn't that chick that did, I'm a redneck, I leave my Christmas lights out on the porch year round because I'm a piece of crap redneck. Hmm. Remember, that was her song, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was her.
Hmm.
I'm a redneck girl. Leave my Christmas lights on the porch year round.
See, I would do that just because I'm lazy.
Well, but she didn't describe it as that. I'm lazy.
Nothing to do with your redneck.
I kept the Christmas tree in my old apartment, put it behind the bar, and we brought it out in Christmas. Because just me and another dude, we didn't care about it. We just took the tree. It was out in the living room.
She had a song
and his bedroom was off to the side. It was a layout couch, just a piece of crap room. Whole place was a dump. It was the top floor of a farmhouse we lived in.
Yes, redneck woman.
Redneck woman, yes.
I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long.
Yeah, I remember that song. So we grabbed the tree, and we just moved it in his room and put it in the corner. It just sat there for 11 months, and we brought it back out in December.
That's perfect.
Dust on it. You know?
Oh, not a fire hazard at all.
No, it wasn't real.
It was a fake one.
Oh, wasn't real.
Yeah, I've left a real one laying around for a lot of months.
That's a mess.
That's a total fire hazard.
It's It's a mess to clean up, too.
Right. Put in the garage with newspapers and oily rags.
Right.
In the moment.
Throw your smoke right on over there, Todd. Where's the ashtray? Yeah. Yeah, right over by the tree. Yeah. Just throw it over there.
Throw it in the pine needles.
Yeah, I'm checking out this video, Todd. That's she does a pretty damn good job of that.
She can sing.
Oh, she nails
it. She can wail. And no twanging. You're right.
And Alice in Chains does a pretty good job, too.
Well, they're Seattle guys. They love each other, man.
I think, they've played with Hannah and Nancy all the time. Yeah,
Cantrell plays with Hart all the time.
Yeah, I think Nancy's in on that, too, playing guitar. I don't know where Ann went.
Craft services.
That was my guess.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
Fat shaming.
I'll just tee him up for you.
Fat shaming.
Somebody was going to say it.
Somebody had to.
From the UK and the Daily Star, this company called Kiru. Apparently, the world's leading manufacturers of internet-connected sex toys. K-I-R-O.
These like the ones you can send to somebody somewhere else and
control
the pace, if you will.
Yeah, like if I had a button and you had something in your pants, Craig, and I could just turn it on. Look at you.
I thought you guys rolled like that already.
Well, we did.
Yeah. You can turn on something in his pants with just a look.
Hypothetically, if I had a button and there was just something in Craig's pants.
Teledildonics is what this is called.
I love it's dildonics.
Teledildonics. That's a word.
They say that right now there are three main types of teledildonics users. Technophiles who are embracing virtual reality as one of those types. Couples who are in long-distance relationships.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, so he's got a remote control to operate the teledildo.
Or she.
Yeah.
And webcam fans looking for a next-level experience. Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That's
one of my favorites.
A teledildo.
Nothing. Nothing.
Teledildo.
Nothing.
Is the webcam fan wearing the teledildo, or is the webcam girl, or whoever you're looking at?
Probably the girl.
That's a strap on. She's wearing
But it could be both of them, theoretically. They say... Kiru says that webcam users use their devices in a couple of ways. One is the tipping functionality, where a performer uses one of the devices, and each time they are tipped by a customer, the device reacts according to the amount of money tipped.
Anything can be a dildo if you're adventurous enough.
Yeah. You're right, Push.
They say the higher the tip, the longer and stronger the vibration.
Oh, you said tip. Yeah.
On some platforms, they say that they've connected their two-way interactive technology, where a performer can take a customer into a private chat and connect their device to the performer to have virtual sex with that performer.
Man, the future.
They say that couples use their toys for various forms of BDSM-type play as a form of foreplay and teasing.
The future is here.
In the morning.
The Fleshlight launch is the current bestseller. People apparently choose it because the Fleshlight you put inside it is interchangeable.
Dishwasher safe?
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on the lower rack, though, because it's going to drip down. You think about it.
It'll be clean by then.
That's probably a top rack only product.
Yeah, but it'll be clean. It's going to drip down what's on your lower part, though.
Well, but everything's going to get washed.
Sure. It'll get washed, too. Yeah.
And the interchangeable thing on the inside...
And make sure you
choose what you want.
You put it in upside down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it'll get filled up with water. And that'll be a surprise. It'll be chilly. A chilly surprise. Waiting
That's
for
a
you.
Whole other sex act.
Oh, man.
Chilli, you mean, huh?
Unless you pull it right out of the dishwasher, then it might be still hot.
True.
So,
either
way, be careful.
A warm one.
As you're removing your Fleshlight from the dishwasher.
They say that there's not just four interchangeable Fleshlight things. There's also the fifth, the possibility to have a non-anatomy focused Fleshlight. That is, there's just not much to it. That would be number five.
Oh, what's the point of
that?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's not any other part of the anatomy.
Like what? It turns on the TV.
So it's like a thigh?
Yeah.
Yeah, or what? That's part of your anatomy.
Yeah, it is part of your. I don't get that.
Well, here.
You get a visual of it?
No, but I can tell you it's not one of those, nor those.
Well, they're the three best things on a person's
those.
Body. They're the three orifices on a woman.
Yeah, it's neither one of those.
Well, it doesn't say ear.
Nor is it that.
Not a male. So what is it? It's just a box?
I imagine it's just a smoothie.
Oh, okay.
The inside of the fleshlight.
Right, okay.
So it's a Barbie.
Women, they say, tend to choose the Oh My Bod Escatoo.
The hell's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just the name of the thing that they choose.
It's a little device that you would insert inside yourself.
It is a hit with couples who enjoy discreet play when they are out and about. So I imagine you might be able to use your telephone to do something while you're sitting there at dinner.
Oh, you're at dinner with somebody. Just hit your app and buzz your partner's pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this also.
All of a sudden, Todd's at dinner. Christy buzzes it, and Todd makes this noise. Do your noise. Do your.
Which one?
Check, please.
Why is Todd's eyes in the back of his head? Why not?
He really likes that salmon.
Apparently,
that's
with
a good sandwich, Todd.
Apparently, with this version of the Oh My Bod, the Escatoo, it's sound activated, so it reacts to whatever music is going on. It's app controlled, so you can be controlling from anywhere.
You can dance with it.
Yeah. So, just a little update on teledildonics for you.
You still hear the noise, though. Todd, there's a noise coming out of your pants. Yeah.
That's why I'm dancing.
We should get those for each other. We all be pushing it all morning long.
Thank you.
Stop it, Petey.
But don't stop.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.